for listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders getting set to do battle with the Midland Warriors and the Dort College Defender men. They are hunting a win, and they need a good performance in a bad way. They're 13-12 this season, 8-8 in the GPAC. They have five games remaining, four in the GPAC. Leighton Sampson scores 16.1 points per game for the Defenders, grabs 4.9 rebounds. He's making 62% of his field goal tries. Nathan Rendell scores 15 points per game, 7.8 rebounds is what he grabs, and he's making 45.4% of his field goal. He has a team-high 145 assists this season. And Dalton Franken's average is 14.6 points per game. He's getting to 5.1 rebounds per outing. Taylor Feenster has lifted his scoring average to 8.5 points per game with 5.3 rebounds. Brian Sumner is at 8.4. Alec Henriksen is at 7.8. Andrew O'Donnell is at 7.1. For this Midland team, they were kind of down in the dumps about 3 weeks ago. Lost some games. The rotation got cut. There was one game where I believe they had six players play substantial minutes and a couple others play 1 or 2 minutes, and they were really searching for an identity. Well, they found that identity, and they knocked off Briarcliff this past Wednesday evening. I beg your pardon, 1 week ago today they defeated Briarcliff, and they've been idle since. They were scheduled to play Grace, but that game was called off as part of the blizzard that hit the region midweek. They are 12-11 this season, 9-6 in the GPAC. They are receiving votes in the most recent NAIA poll. Oliver Drake's first team at Midland is averaging 79 points per game. They allow 76.2 points per contest. Warriors shot rebound teams 34.7 and 29.8. They convert 49.3% of their field goals. They allow teams to convert 46.8% of their shots. Jesse Jones scores 18.5 points per game. He converts 49.5% of his field goals, and he gets 4.7 rebounds. He has 108 assists this season. Alex Starkle scores 14.8 points per game with 6 rebounds. He's making 51% of his field goals. Trevor Bryan is good for 14.4 points per game and 58% field goal shooting. Nolan Cass adds 9.3 points per game. Kai Kramer adds 7.7 points per outing. Midland's men beat Briarcliff last Saturday, 95-78, controlled it the whole way. Jesse Jones went for a career-high 45 points on 18 of 26 shooting. He had 15 rebounds and 8 assists. He was named the NAI Division II National Player of the Week for his play. Trevor Bryant came off of the bench to score 20. He made 9 of 11 field goals. Nolan Cass scored 19. For the Defenders, they went to the Corn Palace and lost to Dakota Wesleyan 80-57. Dort was topped in scoring. I beg your pardon. Dort College lost 82-67. I was looking at the women's line. Dort was led by Leighton Sampson's 19 points. Dalton Franken had 14 points and 9 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Starting lineups from the DeWitt right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Midland Warriors getting set for their men's college basketball game. Dort College and Midland, the starting lineups look like this. For Midland, Nolan Cass, a 6'3 junior from Woodland, Texas, averages 9.3 points per game. Number 5 is Kai Kramer, a 6'2 junior from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, averaging 7.7 points per game. Jesse Jones is a 5'9 senior from Houston, Texas, averaging 18.5 points per game. Clayton Shepard is a 6'7 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 6.3 points per game. Alex Starkle wears number 35. He's a 6'7 junior from Norfolk, Nebraska. He's a 1,000-point scorer already for the Midland Warriors, averaging 14.8 points per contest. The Dort College Defenders, Andrew O'Donnell, will start at guard. He's a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 7.1 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 15 points per contest. Number 25 for the Dort College Defenders draws the starting nod. That is J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr is a senior from Hull, Iowa, and he is averaging 2.3 points per game. Number 33 is Dalton Frank, and a 6'4 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 14.6 points per game. And Leighton Sampson, 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota, draws the starting nod in the middle. He's the leading scorer for the Dort College Defenders at 16.1 points per contest. For Dort College, again, it'll be O'Donnell, Rindles, Bohr Franken, and Sampson. Our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Opening tip of today's men's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Nice size crowd on hand for today's contest. Halftime of the contest, we will have a dance team performance with about 90 youngsters along with our dance team, so that has drawn a few extra people into today's contest between Dort College and Midland. Midland in their road navies, orange numbers trimmed in white, Denver Broncos color on Super Bowl weekend. Dort College controls the opening tip. Rindles passes it right side. He gets it away over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell pulls his way to the basket. Layup good. That was good to see for the Dort College defenders and Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell took his man straight to the hoop and got the two-point bucket. Jesse Jones passes it high post to Clayton Shepard. Shepard with the basketball. Shepard gives it up to Jones. Jones in traffic, drops it off for Shepard. Shepard layup good. 2-2 our score. With the basketball, bringing it up, Rindles. Rindles goes right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Franken. Franken, top of the key, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Sampson had a hand on it momentarily. Shepard comes away with the basketball. Now here's Jones. Jones into the front court for Midland. Midland with the basketball in between the circles out front. Jesse Jones setting the offense, passes left side. Gets it away to Nolan Cass. Cass, three, missed it, no good. Everybody's seen if they've got a hot hand. Rindles with it down on the floor, picked up by Midland and saved into the backcourt. And now we're going to have an over and back violation called against the Midland Warriors. I'm not so certain that was the correct call, but nobody possessed it unless they say that, well, I think Dort College did have possession of it. But anyhow, Dort College will get the basketball. 2-2 our score, 18:49 remaining in the first half. Pass goes left side over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr with it. Back over to Franken. Franken right side, Rindles. Rindles underneath to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Rindles open look at a three. Good. Nathan Rindles with a three-point bucket. Dort College leads 5-2. 5-2 our score. Bringing the basketball up is Jones. Jones with it over to Shepard. Shepard with the ball. Shepard gives it up to Cass. Cass with it right wing. No-look pass underneath to Shepard, and Shepard is held on the play by Andrew O'Donnell. And a couple of free throws on the way for Clayton Shepard. Shepard will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 and my team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Shepherd makes one of two free throws. Kai Kramer comes in, forces a tie-up on the rebound. So Shepherd makes one of two. A 57% free throw shooter makes it 5-3, and the possession is extended for Midland. Jesse Jones to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jones looking. Pass over the top, and he will launch it into the backcourt. Nolan Cass comes up with it for Midland. He passes it off to Jesse Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones at the top of the key. He passes left side Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer on the left elbow. Gives it up. Shepherd. Shepherd pass into the middle of the lane. Taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and O'Donnell is tripped up on the play by Midland. We'll wait and see who it's going to go against. Ball's going to go on Nolan Cass. That's his first. 5-3 our score. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball. They get it into Sampson. Sampson wheels down to the baseline. And Leighton Sampson, strong move to the hoop, gets it to go. As he uses the hoop for protection, lays it up with the right hand. And the defenders lead at 7-3. 7-3 our score. Jones with the basketball. Jones passes into the corner. Kramer. Kramer's shot missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out, though, by Shepherd. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bryant checks into the ballgame. Starkle will check out. Inbounding the basketball will be Bohr. JD passes it in to Rindles. Rindles left side, Sampson. Sampson over the basketball, Franken. Franken right side, Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Rindles in traffic, and his shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play by Kramer. Kramer whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number two. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, and by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Nathan Rindles makes the first free throw. 75% free throw shooter. Second free throw is up and good. So Rindles makes them both, and the defenders lead at 9-3. 9-3 our score. With a basketball, Midland, Jesse Jones. Jones has it on the left wing. Jones working against Alec Henriksen, picks up his dribble, passes it to Bryant. Bryant against Feenstra. Bohr comes over on the help. Midland wants to run a ball screen. They get it over to Jones. Jones three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to Feenstra to Bohr. Bohr with it, shovels it off to Franken. Franken right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles over to Bohr. Bohr out front, Rindles. Rindles with it, top of the key, back to Sampson. Franken. Franken looks for J.D. Bohr and throws it away. Threw it behind J.D. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. Jesse Jones will bring it up. Jones with the basketball. Jones driving in. Double team. Kick out. Cass. Cass back to Jones. Jones with it in the corner. Jones. They force him left. Jones kicks it back over to Shepherd. Shepherd three. Missed it. No good. Rebound board. Dort College leading 9-3. Into the front court is Rindles. Rindles crosses over, spins into the lane, his shot too strong off the heel, rebound cleared by Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones brings it up the floor himself, all the way down to the hoop, lays it up with the right hand from the left side, good. Jesse Jones with a two-point basket, it's 9-5. 9-5, Dort College in front by four. Pass goes right side over to Franken. Franken on the baseline, nothing there. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles out front, Henriksen swings it left corner to Bohr. Bohr with the basketball, he comes back over. They look for Feenstra. They find Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic off the glass. Good. Taylor Feenstra answering with a two-point basket. His first. Dort College leads 11-5. 11-5 our score. Jones spin move. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Jesse Jones with a two-point basket. He's got four. And the defenders lead it 11-7. Rendles, left side, Bohr, back to Franken. Franken tries to get around Shepard. Short arms the layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Kramer. Kai Kramer into the front court. Kramer stops on the left wing, reverses, and intended for Jones. Taken away by the defenders. Here comes Rendles against Jones. Plays it up with the right hand, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Kai Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer gives it up to Jones. Jones will walk it up. 14:55 remaining. First half of play. Right side, Kramer. Kramer back to Jones. Jones with the basketball. We'll have three new players checking in for Dort College. Four new players at the next break. Shot missed by Jones. Top of the key, three. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Rendles. Not many stops in this contest so far. Both teams, you don't play 4 or 5 minutes straight very often. Haven't had a chance to catch their breath in a while now. Pass comes back over to Alec Henriksen. Henriksen left side over to Bohr. Bohr comes back over to Rendles. Rendles right side, Henriksen. Henriksen three ball, missed it, short, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Midland and taken back by Bohr. J.D. with the basketball. Bohr back over to Rendles. Reset the shot clock. This is Rendles with the basketball working against Kramer. Comes to Franken. Franken spots up, 17-footer splash. Two-point bucket for Dalton Franken, his first of the ball game. Dort College leads 13-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor, charged to Midland. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. 13:55 remaining. Jones passes across half court to Bryant. Bryant with the basketball. Bryant passes right side to Shepard. Shepard, they dump it down low for Starkle. Midland going with a big lineup here in Shepard, Bryant, and Starkle. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Left side, Henriksen. Henriksen in the wing. Gives it back over to Bikert. Bikert with the basketball. Sumner. Sumner swing it right side, Henriksen. Henriksen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell out front, Bikert. Bikert wheels into the lane. Puts it up. Shot floats. No good. Rebound cleared by Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jesse Jones into the front court. Jones has it on the left wing. Jones driving in, kicks it into the corner. Cass covered up. Back over to Jones. 18 to shoot. Now 17. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Dort College and number 43, Leighton Sampson, his first. Kirby Wells on the whistle along with Joe Wells and Chad Slagle today. Inbounding the basketball, Jones. Jones gets it in to Starkle. Now back to Jones. Jones drops it off for Bryant. Bryant puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Austin Bikerk, and Bryant will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. First free throw by Bryant is good. He's got another one coming. Trevor Bryant, 6'4 senior from Tecumseh, Nebraska. Also made possible today by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. It's 13-9, Dort College. Up by four, and Leighton Sampson able to seal his man. He hammers it down. He's got four, and the Dort College defenders lead 15-9. With the basketball is Jones. Jones gives into the corner, Cass. Cass to Bryant. Bryant with a right hand from the left side, good. It's not a good matchup right now for the defenders. Austin Bikert guarding the senior. Trevor Bryant. Bryant, pretty good offensive player. Pass goes right side. They get it up front, Biker. Biker, left side, Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline, cut off. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell shakes left, goes right, has it stripped, gets it away, back over to Sampson. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Sampson on the perimeter. He comes back out front. Alec, three ball, got it. It didn't go through cleanly, but it went through nonetheless, and the defenders lead it 18-11. Good to see that. Alec Hendrickson been putting in a lot of extra time shooting in the during the day when he's not in class or studying, and come through the gym, and he is in here working on the shot more often than not. Jesse Jones with the basketball. Jones, step back three, over high hands, shot in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up to Hendrickson. Hendrickson against Jones, and Jesse Jones whistled for the personal foul. Dort College is really trying to attack Jesse Jones, trying to get him in some foul trouble, at least getting him playing a little more cautiously. Sumner, O'Donnell, Biker check out of the ballgame. Dort College will not be shooting free throws here. Inbounding will be Grant Harkness. He gets it into Rindles. Rindles in the lane. Nathan with it. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out and taken by Shepard. Shepard gets it away to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer at the top of the key. Kramer passes. Right side Cass. Swing it. Left side Shepard. Shepard with it. Looking down low. Feeds Bryant. Back to Shepard. Shepard shot in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound Franken. And Franken is fouled on the play by Shepard. Frustration foul that time by Shepard in my estimation. Unable to get the shot to go. Took a hack at it on the rebound. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Pass goes left side. Rindles shot. That was a shot by Hendrickson. No good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Thought Harkness might have a chance at it. Had inside position, but a Midland player took it away. Left side pass, Kramer. Kramer rolls it inside for Starkle. Starkle to Shepard. Shepard's going to put it on the floor. Spin move into the lane. His shot is good. Clayton Shepard, a 6'7 swing man. 6.3 points per game. Cuts the lead down to 18-13 with 10:35 remaining. Rindles spots up. His three. Cash. Money in the bank. 8 points for Rindles. Dort College leads 21-13. 21-13. Our score, 10:25 remaining in the first half. Pass goes down low to Starkle. Starkle forces it up, and Leighton Sampson has just picked up his second personal foul. Foul number two on Leighton Sampson. 10:19 remaining. Starkle will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Starkle free throw is up and good, so Starkle makes both free throws. And he is not a great free throw shooter, 54% for the season, 72 for 134 entering play. Harkness to Rindles. Rindles puts up another three. That's a heat check and missed it. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort, they say. It'll be Midland basketball. Well, Rindles hit his first two. May as well see if you're cooking or not, and missed that one. Dort College, it looked like it might have been off of a Midland player, but Midland gets the basketball. Jesse Jones with the basketball. Jones splits the defense. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play and he's hurt. Jones is down on the play. Took it into traffic and he is holding his left knee. So he's going to be attended to. And it looked like he did not get any elevation on that layup attempt. As I watch it on the replay, our webcast just a little bit behind, so I have the opportunity to watch it. Yep, he did not get any elevation really on that. And he's being attended to by the trainers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
DHS.gov/blue campaign.
Jesse Jones walks off of the floor under his own power. Clayton Shepherd is selected by Dort College to shoot the free throws. He makes one. He misses the second. Ball is tapped out of bounds now by Starkle. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Shepherd makes one of two. The defenders cut it down. Midland cuts it down to a 21-16 lead. And the way Jones walked off of the floor, I would be surprised if he did not return. Fully anticipate seeing him back on the floor here at the DeWitt before this afternoon is over. Rendles passes over. Left side Franken. Franken, Sumner, B-Sum, three, short, no good. Rebound tap out by Franken, controlled by Midland, and now we've got a foul called against the Dort College defenders. And Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. So Taylor whistled for the personal foul. 21-16, our score, Dort College up by five. And Midland will bring the basketball up. This is Shepherd. Shepherd with it on the right side. Shepherd passes over to Kramer. Kramer to Cass. Cass back over to Kramer. Kramer, they dump it down low for Starkle. Starkle against Feenstra. Starkle, right-handed hook shot is good. Alex Starkle with 4 points. And the defender lead that was eight is now down to three. Five unanswered by Midland. With it on the left side, J.D. Bohr. Bohr spins it back, left side, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Midland and Alex Starkle. Starkle whistled for his first personal, and J.D. Bohr will check into the ballgame. So Bohr checks into the ballgame. Throwing the ball in will be Nathan Rendles. Rendles gets it inbounded to Franken. Franken baseline jumper, no good. Rebound saved in by Rendles. It's loose, picked up by Trevor Bryant. Bryant gets it away to Shepherd. Shepherd with the basketball. Midland cutting into what was an 8-point lead. It's down to three, and they've got the basketball. Bryant puts it on the floor against Sumner. Leans in, off of the glass, good. That's a little bit of bully ball right there by Trevor Bryant. Taking advantage of the girth that he has on Brian Sumner. Pass goes out front, and it's taken away, Cass. Cass with the basketball, driving in. Shot, missed it, no good. Rebound, here comes Dort College. Coming back the other way is Rendles. Rendles, layup with the right hand, good. Rendles with a basket. He's got 10, and the defenders lead it, 23-20. Shepherd with the basketball. Shepherd passes, left side Kramer. Kramer to Starkle. Starkle working against Feenstra. Starkle in traffic, shot no good. There for the rebound, Bryant. Bryant shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Dalton Franken. Dalton Franken whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number seven already on the defenders. More free throws on the way for Bryant, a 79% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Bryant makes one of two free throws. Defenders lead at 23-21. Pass comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Starkle. Starkle back to Franken, right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Franken. Franken, right side Biker. Biker, spin move down to the right, down to the baseline with the right hand, good. Austin Biker with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 25-21. Midland basketball, Shepherd. Shepherd on the right side, back over to Kramer. Kramer, left wing. They give it to Cass. Cass to Kramer. Kramer right side Shepherd. Shepherd splits the defense. Short shot, no good. Rebound Starkle. Starkle off of the glass, good. Starkle with six. Dort College leads 25-23. O'Donnell left side Biker. Biker to Franken. Franken right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Biker. Biker back to Franken. Straight on 17-footer. Left it short, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland. Poked away by Feenstra. O'Donnell comes up with it. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back to Henriksen. Henriksen, spin move with the right hand. Layup good. Alec Henriksen with 5 points. Stuart College leads 27-23. 6:40 remaining first half. A fast-moving first half of play. We haven't had many stoppages in play. Pass goes to Bryant. Bryant at the top of the key. He's going to bully in against Franken, and that shot is no good, but a foul on the play. And if it goes on Franken, that's number two on him. Dalton Franken whistled for his second personal foul. More free throws on the way for Trevor Bryant. For Midland, this will be their 11th and 12th free throw shot already this half. North College has shot two. First free throw is up and good for Bryant. He is now 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Bryant makes one of two. Dort College leads 27-24, 6:25 remaining in the half. Biker down to the baseline, floats it up, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Cass for Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland to Shepard. Shepard feeds it down low for Starkle. Starkle against Harkness, and Starkle's two-point bucket is good. He's got eight. This Midland team, not very deep. Basically playing six or seven guys, and until Jones comes back into the ballgame, that's going to be five or six guys unless they go deeper on their bench than they have been. Rindles down to the baseline. His shot is good. Nathan with 12 points. Dort College leads 29-26, 5:44 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, Dort College. A couple of players with two fouls each. Midland has spread their five out between five different players. Bryant with the basketball. Bryant passes it back over to Cass. Cass on the right wing, guarded there by Rindles. Looks for Kramer, finds Kramer. Passes over to Shepard. Shepard on the wing. Shepard, 6'7 wing player. Passes back over to Cass. Cass to Kramer. Kramer back to Shepard. Shepard's going to drive into lane. Nothing there. Back over to Cass. Cass, far right side. He's going to put up a tough shot for three. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Henriksen. Alec into the front court. Alec tries to bull his way to the basket. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called against Nolan Cass. That's number two on Cass. Well, Midland's going to come up with Tyler Rippiger now. Rippiger will check into the ballgame. Free throw on the way for Henriksen. First one is good. Another one on the way for Alec, averaging 7.8 points per ball game. 5:07 left to play in the first half. Dort College 30, Midland 26. Checking into the ball game is Patrick Nabla. Austin Beikert will check out of the ball game. And Austin Beikert will step up and, pardon me, Beikert checks out of the ballgame. Henriksen makes one of two, and the defenders lead 30-26. Shepard with the basketball. He passes right side to Rippiger. Rippiger with it. Rippiger goes over to Kramer. Kramer underneath Shepard. Shepard to Starkle. Starkle back underneath Rippiger. Shot blocked by Harkness, but a foul on the play called on Grant Harkness. Harkness whistled for the personal foul. Huh. Rippiger will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one off a mark, no good. Normally college basketball, if it's clean up top, there's not much called below the arms on that kind of play, but Joe Wells saying, got him on the head. Second free throw by Rippiger is up and good. He makes one of two. Rippiger one of two. 30-27 North College by three. Left side pass goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball goes to Rindles. Rindles to Feenstra. Feenstra with it. Feenstra in traffic. His shot no good, but he's going to be called for a travel first. 4:31 left to go. First half of play. Midland with the basketball, throwing it in will be Bryant. Bryant with the basketball. Dort College showing pressure defense, trying to up the tempo against a short benched team. Ball's deflected, taken away by the defenders and O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell takes it across the timeline. Rindles left side, Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen goes right side, back over to Rindles. Rindles drives in with the right hand, lays it up, good. 2-point bucket for Nathan Rindles. Rindles now with 14, and the defenders lead 32-27. Leading scorers on the bench with two fouls right now. Nathan Rindles carrying the bulk of the load, along with Alec Henriksen off of the bench. He's got six. 32-27, Ripiger in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feenster. Feenster gets it back over to Rindles. Rindles right side. Henriksen. Henriksen back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles gets around his man, fires it back out front for Henriksen. Henriksen on the right side. He's going to attack. Lays it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra's shot is good. Could have been an end one. It was not. Feenstra with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 34-27. Quickly up the floor with the basketball. Ripiger now across half court. Ripiger setting the offense for the Warriors. Ripiger out front. And Dort College basically letting Ripiger do what he wants. He's going to spot up, put up a three, and he hits it. Well, we got to find out if he can shoot it or not. He's got 4 points. Dort College leads 34-30. 2:55 remaining. First half of play. Right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen back over to Rindles. Rindles to O'Donnell. Both teams are in the bonus. Right side, Nabilah. Nabilah gives it up. They go down low to Rindles. Rindles against Ripiger. Shot no good, and a foul called on the play against Dort College. I'm not sure who they called the foul on. Evidently Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his second. Odd. Alex Starkle will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Starkle, a 54% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Another free throw on the way by Starkle. That one's good, so Starkle makes one of two. It's 3 for 4. And the defenders lead 34-31. 2:30 and counting, first half. Henriksen with the basketball out front. Henriksen to Biker. Would like to see Dort College attack the rim on this possession. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, and Rindles trying to feed it underneath for Biker. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland basketball. After Dort College turns it over, Bryant with the basketball on the left side. Bryant looking. They give it left side over to Shepard. Shepard to Starkle. Starkle with the basketball. Starkle hook shot. No good. Rebound taken down by Biker. Biker with the outlet over to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Nathan with it. Left side, Biker. Biker, Sumner. Sumner, right side, Henriksen on the wing. Defeated underneath the Biker. Biker in traffic. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back off of the glass. Good. Austin Biker with 4 points. Dort College leads 36-31. 36-31 our score. Midland basketball. This is Shepard. Shepard, left side, Kramer. Kramer gives it up to Ripiger. Ripiger. He gets the return pass. Shot no good. And a charging foul called on Ripiger, and Brian Sumner, sore hips and all, takes that charging foul. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it on the charging violation. 1:16 remaining, Dort College by 5. First half of play, Nathan Rendles will bring it up. Rendles across half court, passes over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the right wing. The freshman from Spirit Lake passes it left side over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to Henriksen. Henriksen lobs it for Rendles, and Rendles is held on the play by a Midland player. Foul's going to go on Midland and Tyler Rippiger. Rippiger picks up foul number 2. Checking into the contest for Midland, player I didn't anticipate seeing today, that's number 23, Amari Mahomes. This will be his 5th game action of the season. First free throw is up and good for Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 15 first half points. Remember, Dort College doing this without Leighton Sampson, who's on the bench with fouls. Midland playing shorthanded right now as well without Jesse Jones on the floor. Midland basketball, Shepard. Shepard with it at half court. Shepard guarded by Sumner. 46 seconds left to go in the half. Left side pass, Kramer. Kramer dumps it down low for Bryant. Back right side. Driving in is Mahomes. Mahomes, 2-point bucket, good, and he's fouled. So they'll count the hoop, and it'll go to 38-33, pending the free throw by Mahomes. Mahomes is 1-for-4 from the free throw line this season. 25% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Mahomes. A 3-point play. 36 seconds on the game clock. 6-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Rendles has the basketball out front. Rendles passes left side, Sumner. Sumner, right side, comes back over to Rendles. Rendles to Henriksen, 10 to shoot. Sumner will drive in, dumps it off for Henriksen. Harkness, that is, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Starkel. Starkel outlets over to Mahomes. Mahomes with the basketball, Kramer. Kramer with it, and Kramer travels with it on the sideline. O'Donnell will check into the ballgame for the defenders. Harkness will check out. Beikirk will throw it in. He gets it into Rendles. Rendles with it. 4 seconds. Rendles fires into the corner. O'Donnell, 3-ball at the buzzer. Good! Rendles creates the separation, fires it into the corner, and the 3-point bucket is good. Andrew O'Donnell knocks down the triple, and the Dort College defenders take a 7-point lead into the halftime intermission. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 41-34. Defenders have not trailed in this one, led by as many as 8 at 21-13. The lead was cut down to 21-20. And right now it's a 7-point ball game, 41-34. Midland played about 12 minutes in the first half without their leading scorer, Jesse Jones. He left with a knee injury. He walked off of the floor under his own power. I don't know if we will see him today. We'll find out very quickly, I would imagine, in the second half whether he is available or not to Coach Oliver Drake. For the Dort College defenders, they played much of the first half without Leighton Sampson, who was saddled with 2 early fouls. Dort College leads 41-34. Here are the numbers. Dort College 16 of 33 from the floor, 49%. 4 for 9 on threes, 44%. 5 for 6 on free throws, 83%. Midland, 11 of 25 from the floor, 44%. 1 of 8 on threes, 13%. 11 of 17 on free throws, 65%. Both teams have 17 rebounds. Midland has 7 turnovers. Dort College has 5. Individually, Dort College led by Nathan Rendell, 16 points, 5 for 10 from the floor, 2 for 3 on threes, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Alec Henriksen with 6 points. 4 points each for Taylor Feenstra, Austin Biker, Leighton Sampson. 5 points for Andrew O'Donnell, 2 for Dalton Franken. For the Midland Warriors, 9 for Alex Starkle, 6 for Clayton Shepard, 4 for Jesse Jones, 8 for Trevor Bryant, 4 for Tyler Rippiger, and 3 for Mari Mahomes for their total of 34 points. Dort College is led in rebounds by Austin Biker with 4, 3 for J.D. Bohr, 2 each for Nathan Rendels and Andrew O'Donnell. For the Midland Warriors, Kai Kramer and Clayton Shepard with 4 rebounds each. Trevor Bryant, Jesse Jones, Nolan Cass, and Alex Starkle have 2 rebounds apiece. Andrew O'Donnell with a pair of steals. Nathan Rendels with 2 assists for the defenders. And we're at halftime. Dort College leads it 41-34. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Halftime numbers look like this. From across the conference, men's play. Hastings over Northwestern, 33-29 at the half. Nebraska Wesleyan over Dakota Wesleyan, 49-45. Concordia over Morningside, 34-33. And Doan and Mount Marty are tied 30-all in Yankton at halftime. Women's play earlier today, Northwestern over Hastings, 61-60. College of St. Mary over Briarcliff, 81-77. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan, 79-56. Morningside over Concordia, 79-65. And Mount Marty over Doan, 72-67. The women's race, Morningside closing in on wrapping that up. And they have, well, they haven't wrapped it up outright. They've wrapped up at least a share. They're 16-2 with 4 games remaining. Dakota Wesleyan 4 games back at 12-6, also with 4 games remaining. So a 4-game lead for Midland, or pardon me, for Morningside with 4 games to go. Concordia, Briarcliff, Hastings, and Mount Marty are all 11-7 by my calculation. Northwestern is 9-9. College of St. Mary is 8-10. Doan is 7-11. Midland 5-13. Dort 4-14 with a win earlier today. And Nebraska Wesleyan is 3-15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, Jesse Jones does not come out to start the second half of play. And that, to me, would be an indication that he is not available for the rest of the game. If you're going to give it a try, now would be the time to do it, I would think. Sampson passes it right side over to Rendels. Rendels underneath Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson, 6 points for the big fella from Worthington. And the defenders lead 43-34. Austin Biker starting the second half for the defenders in place of J.D. Bohr. With a basketball out front is Kai Kramer. Kramer goes right, to Bryant. Right. Bryant with a basketball to Cass. Cass, rainbow three, is good. Nolan Cass scoreless in the first half, averaging 9.3 points per game. Dort College leads 43-37. Out front is Franken. Franken, jumper from 18, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. 19-12 remaining, first half of play. I beg your pardon, in regulation. Dort College's Austin Bikerk will throw it in. Biker gets it in over the top to Rendels. Rendels in traffic, back over to Franken. Franken lays it up with the right hand, missed it. Rebound controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland over to Shepard. Shepard with it. Shepard on the right side. Comes back over to Kai Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer to Shepard. Shepard to Cass. Cass to Kramer. Kramer to Bryant. Bryant, they bring the double team. He fires it back over to Kramer. Kramer to Cass. Cass, three. Another one good. He's got back-to-back threes for Midland. And the defenders lead 43-40. So Midland answering the two-point bucket by Dort College to start the second half with a pair of threes by Nolan Cass. Rendell, some of the basketball, working his way in against Kramer. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Starkel. Here comes Midland. Shepherd with the basketball. Shepherd on the right side. He passes over to Bryant. Bryant shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Trevor Bryant will go to the free throw line to try and draw Midland that much closer to Dort College. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Bryant misses the first free throw. Today's broadcast also made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Dort College will inbound the basketball right in front of me. Austin Vikert to trigger it. Dort College defenders leading by 43-41 after Bryant made one of two free throws. Bounce pass down low, Sampson. Sampson shot no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland comes up with it. Midland over the basketball, Shepherd. Shepherd on the left side. Shepherd with it. He passes back out front to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer to Shepherd. Shepherd on the wing. Shepherd spin move, working against O'Donnell. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, back over to Rendles. Rendles back to Sampson. Sampson short jumper from eight, left side, good. Leighton Sampson with 8 points, and the defenders lead 45-41. Pass comes over to Kramer. Kramer working against Rendles, and Kramer dribbles it on the sideline out of bounds. Kramer disgusted with the call. Dort College will now inbound in front of the Dort College cheering section on the far side. Same side as the students, but the other end. This is Sampson. Sampson puts it up. Blocked by Starkel. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland over the basketball. Kramer. Kramer passes left side to Shepherd. Ball taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College wants to run. O'Donnell fires it left side. Henriksen. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound, fought for, and it's taken away by Shepherd. Shepherd with the basketball. Shepherd wrestled it away, comes back over to Kramer. Kramer out front, Bryant. Bryant puts it up, off the glass, good. Bryant with 11 points, and the defenders lead 45-43. Left side, Vikert. Vikert gives it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, right side, Rendles. Rendles with it. Rendles to Henriksen. Henriksen, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to lob it inside for Sampson. It's taken back by Midland. Midland can tie it with a two, take the lead with a three. Pass left side, Bryant. Bryant to Cass. Cass, Shepherd. Shepherd right corner. Shepherd passes it back over to Kramer. Kramer, Starkel, they bring the double. Dump it off for Bryant. Bryant off of the glass, good. Bryant ties it up with a two. We're tied 45-all. This is the first tie since it was 2-2. 16:07 remaining in the ballgame. With it on the right side is Rendles. Rendles drives the lane. Kick out Bikert. Bikert puts it up in traffic. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland over the basketball is Shepherd. Shepherd in between the circles. Shepherd. On the right wing, out front, Cass. Cass gives it up to Kramer. Kramer in traffic, missed it, shot no good. Rebound taken away to Sampson. Here comes Dort College, Rendles. Rendles against Cass, puts it up, shot no good. And a blocking foul called on Nolan Cass, his third. Free throws on the way for Nathan Rendles. That is foul number one charged on Midland here in this half. Nathan Rendles, 4-for-4 from the free throw line today. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Free throw by Rendles off the mark, no good, so he makes one of two. He's got 17. And the defenders lead 46-45. Midland basketball, Shepard. Shepard on the right side picks up his dribble. Passes back over to Kramer. Kramer's Shepard. Shepard dumps it underneath. With the basketball, Starkle working against Feenstra. Starkle hook shot from the right corner. It's good. Alex Starkle with 11 points, and the defenders trail 47-46. First lead of the ball game for Midland. Lob pass underneath Feenstra. Feenstra against Starkle. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken down by Feenstra. End one, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Taylor Feenstra working the offensive glass. Gets it to go. Foul called on Kramer is his second. And Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot for his seventh point of the ball game. 14:54 left to go in regulation. Free throw is up by Feenstra, no good, and the Dort College lead is 48-47. Midland basketball bringing it up will be Shepard. Shepard right side, Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer passes it left side. Comes back over to Shepard. Shepard dives in. His layup is good. Clayton Shepard with 8 points. He split the double team. Dort College leads, trails 49-48. Left side is Harkness. Harkness, Franken. Franken, Rindles. Rindles got caught in the air. No flight plan. Cass puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. No! Blocked shot by Rindles. Harkness with the basketball. Gives it back over to Rindles. It's been by guess and by golly what's been a foul today. Usually you get a pretty good sense for what's going to be called. I have no sense of what that is here tonight. That time Rindles went up for a block shot, and I thought sure it was going to be a foul call. It was not. And Midland now clears the missed shot, and here come the Warriors. Midland with the basketball. Pass goes left side, Kai Kramer. Kramer trying to test the waters against Rindles. Fires it into the corner to Shepard. Shepard to Starkle. Starkle going to work against Feenstra. And Taylor Feenstra gets called for a foul before the shot. .49-48 our score. Feenstra, Harkness, Rindles check out. And inbounding the basketball will be Shepard for Midland. After the foul call, Bryant gets it in the corner. He works against Beikert. Gets the shot to go, and at one. Trevor Bryant with 7 points here in the second half. 15 for the ball game. He's got a chance to extend the lead for Midland. 51-48 our score, pending the free throw. Bryant this afternoon, 5-for-8. 6 for 9 now, makes that free throw, and the defenders trail it 52-48. Midland has outscored Dort College 18-7 to start this second half of play, and a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5
The Dort College atmosphere.
Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by the Van Inglen Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball gets it away to Brian Sumner. Sumner back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner with it. Sumner to Franken. Franken, 18-footer straight on. He buries it. 4 points for Franken, and the defenders trail by two, 52-50. Shepard with it on the left wing. Shepard rolls it inside for Starkle. He's working against Sampson. Short shot by Starkle, and Starkle just bully balling right now, taking it straight at the Dort College post defender. Putting his shoulder in the middle of the chest and getting the shot to go. Pass comes right side back over to Franken. Franken to Beikert. Beikert driving right side. Cut off on the baseline by Bryant. Comes back to Sampson. Sampson, O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, Franken. 10 to shoot. Franken leans in. His shot is good. He's got six. 54-52. Dort College down four. Down two now. Bryant driving in. His shot off of the glass. Good. Trevor Bryant with 10 second half points. And Dort College down 56-52. Can't afford to play bucket for bucket right now. Pass goes right side, Sumner. Sumner out front, Franken. Franken into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell thought about the three, leans in. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Kai Kramer, his third. Team foul number three on Midland in this half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. O'Donnell, a 70% free throw shooter, makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Trying to make it a two-point ball game again. And critical point of the ball game right now. Dort College down three. Trying to cut it down to two. Second free throw on the way for O'Donnell. This one's up, and that one's off the heel. No good. And the rebound is taken down by Starkel. 56-53, Midland basketball. Starkel will bring it up. Starkel takes it across half court. Passes to Shepard. Shepard with the basketball into the corner. Kramer. Kramer with the ball in the corner. Cross court pass, Shepard. Shepard drives in. Layup good. Shepard with a two-point bucket. He's got 10. And the Midland lead is 5, 58-53. Franken, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Nabla. Nabla out front to Henriksen. Henriksen looking down low for Sampson. And Sampson's bucket is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. And Dort College will go to the free throw line in the form of Leighton Sampson to try and trim this down to a two-point ball game again. Foul called on Starkel is just his second. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. This game a little over an hour old in terms of time on the clock. Approaching the midpoint of the second half. Sampson makes the free throw, 59% free throw shooter. He's got 11. Defenders trail 58-56. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Starkel. And now it's loose and kicked out of bounds. Dort College really trying to amp up the pressure on this Midland team without Jesse Jones on the floor. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College ball, Rendles. Rendles with it in between the circles. A lot of action that time. Nobody controlling the basketball. They get it inside. Sampson. Sampson short arms the shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Starkel. Starkel hands it off to Shepard. Shepard with the basketball across the timeline. And a foul called on Nathan Rendles. His first. .10:43 remaining. And Midland will throw the ball in. They get it into Shepard. Shepard with the basketball, guarded by Rendles. They feed it down low for Bryant. Bryant against Nabla. His shot is good. Bryant, second half, 12 points. Defenders trail by four. 60-56. Sampson to Henriksen. Henriksen. Rendles, Rendles left wing. Out front, Henriksen. Top of the key, three, bury it! Alec Henriksen with nine. Dort College trails by a point, 60-59. Midland basketball in the backcourt, Bryant. Bryant to Shepard. Shepard back to Bryant. Bryant back to Shepard. Shepard with it across the timeline. Comes back over to Kai Kramer. Kramer with the basketball, back to Shepard. They give it to Starkel on the baseline. Short corner, back to the basket. It's working against Sampson. Shot is up, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Leighton Sampson whistled for the personal. His third. Starkel will go to the free throw line now to try and complete the three-point play. And the Dort College defenders will use a timeout trailing by three. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 62-59 Midland, leading by three. Midland trying to do it without their primary playmaker on the floor. Jesse Jones, injured in the first half, has not returned to play. Dort College dealing with some foul issues. Free throw on the way for Starkle is up and good. So Alex Starkle, a 54% free throw shooter. Wouldn't you know it, he's 4-for-5 against the defenders today. Right side of the basketball is Rindles. Rindles driving in, shot off of the glass, good. Nathan Rindles with 19 points. Dort College back to within a two-point bucket, 63-61. Bryant will inbound the basketball, gets it into Cass. Cass with it in the backcourt to Shepard. Shepard trapped. Knoblaugh got a hand on it. They pass it across the timeline to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball, and now a reach-in foul called on Dort College. They're going to call that on Dalton Franken. Number three on Franken. 9:18 remaining. Andrew O'Donnell will check out of the ballgame. Dalton Franken will check out. So O'Donnell is in. Franken is out. Team foul number six on the defenders. Rendell's working against Shepard. Shepard passes left side back over to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball to Cass. Cass, right side, Shepard. Shepard with it on the wing. Back to Kramer. Kramer, top of the key, Shepard. Shepard against Rindles. They feed it to Starkle. Starkle against Feenstra. They bring the double team, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland basketball underneath the basket. 63-61, Midland by two. 8:56 left to go in regulation. Shepard will throw it in. Gets it in to Starkle. Starkle drives in. Left-handed layup, good. Dort College tried to draw the charge on Starkle. They wouldn't give it to him. 18 now for Starkle, and the defenders lead, a trail, I should say, 65-61. Rindles with the basketball, picks up his dribble, passes right side Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh, Henriksen. Henriksen drives the lane, lost it. It's picked up by Rindles, 10 to shoot. Rindles with it on the right side. Nathan down to the baseline, drops it off for Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh in traffic, good! Two-point bucket for Pat. Pat Knoblaugh with his first bucket in a while, 65-63. 8:10 remaining. Pass goes across, and it's out of bounds, last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. And finally, the full court pressure pays some dividends. Nathan Rindles will bring the ball up for Dort College. Defenders look like they might go to a set play here. Pat Knoblaugh with the basketball. Knoblaugh on the left side. Henriksen underneath to Feenstra, and Feenstra is held on the play by Starkle, and Starkle has picked up foul number three. The junior from Norfolk has been given a fair amount of latitude on the offensive end. That time he gets called for a hold. Pass goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell's shot won't go down. Rebound taken away by Shepard. Shepard with the basketball. Shepard in the backcourt guarded by Knoblaugh. Passes it up to Cass. Cass with it. Cass back to Shepard. Shepard with the basketball. Dort College begging for a double dribble call. They won't get it. Here's Bryant. And a hold called on Knoblaugh before the shot. They're going to give him two on the play. They're going to call it a shooting foul.
He passed it. A double dribble.
And he passed it.
And Trevor Bryant will shoot two free throws. First one is up and good. Another one on the way for Bryant. Trevor Bryant at this point has shot, this will be his 11th free throw shot. And he is 8 of 11, 67-63. Right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen goes back over to Rindles. Rindles, three ball, yes. Nathan Rindles with a triple, he's got 22. And the defenders trail by one, 67-66. In the backcourt is Bryant. Bryant to Shepard. Shepard with the basketball. Shepard tries to pass it ahead, and Midland will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. 22 seconds on the shot clock, 7:10 on the game clock. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. One of those days where you're not quite certain what's going to get called, and every once in a while you run into that. And it has been an odd day in that Dort College has dealt with some foul trouble. Midland dealing without their leading scorer and their playmaker, the gas in the engine, if you will, in Jesse Jones. And they, Dort College has amped up the pressure because of that. It's not something Dort College normally does in terms of a full court pressure. Right side of the basketball, they look for Starkle. Feenster taps it away, 7 to shoot for Starkle. He's pinned in the corner. He's going to try and bull his way to the basket. And they're going to call a foul on Taylor Feenster on the play. It's foul number 4 on Taylor as he was trying to prevent Starkle from getting to the hoop. And in, shooting a 1-1 will be Starkle. First one is good. He's got another one on the way. And these are the kind of games where I normally, if I'm a spectator, sit on the top row of the bleachers, because when I'm too close to the action, it's a little difficult to control the emotions. But we're at work today, and we'll do the best we can. Rindles with the basketball out front. He passes left side over to Sampson. Sampson on the elbow, gives it up to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken on the left elbow. Franken puts it up. Lot of contact, no call made. Now another one, shot no good. And Franken will go to the free throw line. Oh, well, now they're going to say that he was not shooting. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles will toss it in. Inbounding. They pass it in to Sampson. Sampson, short shot, no good. Rebound ripped by Bryant. Here comes Midland. Dort College misses a chance to tie it. With the basketball in the backcourt is Bryant. Bryant with the basketball, guarded by Nabla. Pass goes back over to Cass. They're going to look for Starkle and Bryant. They've had the hot hands. They come back over to Starkle. Starkle trying to wheel his way around. Goes over to Shepard. Shepard to Bryant. Bryant off of the glass. Good. ...70-66, Midland in front by 4. And that's foul number 7 on Midland in this half. They're going to call the foul on Trevor Bryant. Bryant whistled for foul number 1. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Feenster will check in. Nabla will check out. Need these free throws. Clock has stopped. Free throw on the way for Leighton is up and in and out. No good. Shepard with the basketball. He takes it across half court. Shepard with it deep in the right corner, guarded by Rindles. Dort College needs a turnover. And now timeout charged to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 70-66 Midland basketball, 5:41 remaining in regulation when we resume play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Shepard with the basketball. Shepard passes it off to Bryant. Bryant back over to Shepard. Shepard to Cass, 5. Now Shepard. Shepard, long 2. That's a 3. Shepard with a 3. He's got 11. And the defenders trail by 7, 673-66. Dort College needs a bucket in a bad way right now. 5:08 remaining in regulation. Rindles passes left side, comes back over to Franken. Franken to Feenstra. Feenstra free throw line jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by the Midland Warriors. So Warriors have the basketball back, looking to build on a 7-point lead. Pass goes over to Bryant. Bryant with the basketball, working against Feenstra, and his layup is good. Trevor Bryant with 18 points in the second half. He has put this team on his back and carried it for Midland. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to Sampson. Sampson to Franken. Franken, 15-footer, good. 8 points for Franken, and the Dort College defenders trail 73-68. 4:25 left to go in regulation. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Midland basketball, they get it into Shepherd. Dort College down 7. Shepherd with it in the backcourt. Passes it over to Bryant. Bryant with it. Bryant working against Nabla. Ball is poked away from behind. Starkle comes up with it. Pass over to Shepherd. Shepherd to Starkle. Starkle back to Shepherd. No-look pass intended for Bryant. Take it away. Here comes Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen to Sampson. And we've got a charging foul called on Leighton Sampson. Sampson whistled for his fourth personal foul. 75-68, our score. With the basketball is Bryant. Bryant in the backcourt. Comes to Shepherd. Shepherd driving in. Comes back over to Starkle. Starkle to Shepherd. Shepherd with the basketball. That's a big play right there. Shepherd will drive baseline, puts it off of the glass. Good. Dort College down 9 now, 77-68. That's a potential 5-point swing right there. Three on the way by Rindles, no good. Rebound tap out, controlled by Henriksen. Back to Rindles. Rindles off of the glass, no good. Controlled by Shepherd. And now a reach-in foul called on Rindles. Bite the tongue till it bleeds sometimes. Clayton Shepherd to shoot two. Shepherd misses the free throw. He's got another one coming. 77-68, 3:20 left to go in regulation. Midland leads by 9. Second free throw by Shepherd is up and good, so he makes one of two. 10-point ball game, 78-68. Midland in front. Dort College needs a comeback and a big one. Rindles with it. Back to Franken. Franken, left-handed layup. Good. Dalton Franken with 10 points. Dort College trails 78-70, 3:11 remaining. Dort College trailing by 8. Midland basketball when we resume play right after this. 78-70, our score. Midland leading Dort College with 3:11 left to go in this contest. That's in regulation. To say Dort College hasn't gotten breaks today would be an understatement. Alex Starkle has been given a fair amount of latitude in the post on the offensive end, and he has taken advantage, and he has gone to work. Leighton Sampson, potential 3-point play opportunity, waved off moments ago. And boy, it just seemed like a very similar situation to some of the plays on the other end that weren't getting called. And that one did get called a charge. Here comes Cass. Cass in the front court. Passes over to Bryant. Bryant left side, Shepherd. Shepherd is fouled on the play. Mount Dort College isn't going to waste any time. They're going to play the foul game, and they're going to see if Midland can earn it from the free throw line with Clayton Shepherd shooting a pair. Leading scorer for Midland is Trevor Bryan off of the bench with 26, 18 in the second half. Shepherd tonight has 16, 10 of them in the second half. First one is up and good. Shepherd, a 57% free throw shooter. And this evening he was 2 for 4 at halftime. And he is 2 for 3 now since. All totaled 4 for 7. Second free throw by Shepherd is up, and he whispers that one through. 80 to 70 our score. Basketball in the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell driving in, and what's the call going to be? It's going to be a foul on Trevor Bryant. Bryant whistled for the block. Our score. O'Donnell shooting a pair of free throws. That, by the way, is foul number two on the very physically playing Trevor Bryant. Bryant, a senior from Takema, Nebraska, 6'4". He gets all of it out of he can out of that 6'4" frame. Free throw on the way by O'Donnell is up and good. Andrew with another one on the way. He's got 7 points and another one on the way. O'Donnell, 70% free throw shooter, trying to make it an 8-point ball game again. This one's up and good as well. So O'Donnell makes it an 8-point game. Andrew with 8 points. Dort College on defense. Kramer in the backcourt gets it across the timeline. Pass comes right side, Cass. Cass hits a three. His third of the second half, he's got 9. And the defenders trail by 11, 83-72. I certainly hope the players don't feel like I do, but this just does not feel like it's Dort's day. From my vantage point, it certainly looked like Kai Kramer traveled before getting it away to Cass. And unfortunately, for my attitude, the live stream, watching the replay, would verify that it certainly appeared to be a travel. Free throw on the way for Rendles is up and in and out, no good. Well, Dort College not taking advantage. And a foul called. Rippiger will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws. Midland in the double bonus. Twelve free throws shot by Midland here in the second half. Dort College has shot 8. For the ball game, a pretty good disparity. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Midland in front, 84-72 after one of two made free throws. Rendles will go hard to the glass, lace it up with the right hand, good. And Nathan Rendles makes it a 10-point ball game again, 84-74. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. They have 3 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. I've had a few people inquire. Free throws. Right now, the disparity, 31 attempts for Midland, 16 for Dort College. 31-16. Yep. And Midland inbounding the basketball. Trevor Bryant tossing it in. And his pass attempt is tipped out of bounds. It'll be last touch by Dort. It'll be Midland with the basketball. Midland will inbound length of the floor in front of them. Now they will be stationary. Dort College down 10. You need some turnovers. Your missed free throws. You need some help. Inbounding the basketball, Midland. They throw it to midcourt, and it's taken by Nabla. Nabla with a steal. Comes to Franken. Franken, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball, missed it, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Starkel. Nope. No, did they call it on Bryant? Well, they called it on Bryant, so that's number three on him. So now both post players for Midland with three fouls each. Starkel and Bryant, they have been very judicious in the fouls that they have committed. Those two have played a ton of minutes and been able to stay out of foul trouble. Free throw by Nabla, no good. And if you're North College, this probably isn't the player you would choose to go to the free throw line. Need Pat to knock this one down. Free throw on the way for Pat, up and good. So Nabla makes one of two, and the defenders trail 84-75. Midland inbounding. They get it into Rippiger, and Rippiger is fouled in the backcourt. Rippiger, 5 of 7 this season from the free throw line. And it's a 9-point ball game. Franken picks up his fourth personal foul. Rippiger will go to the free throw line. And he is, I believe, 1 for 2 today. Get to this point of the ball game, and my score sheet becomes a shambles. Free throw by Rippiger is good. He's got another one on the way. Nabla checks out of the ball game. It's back to a 10-point game at 2:19 remaining. Second free throw on the way for Rippiger, 6-foot junior from Hastings. He makes them both, and the defenders trail 86-75. Driving in, Rindles. Rindles layup good. Nathan Rindles with another 2-point bucket, and the defenders trail by 9, 77-86. Another 9-point difference. And the defenders still got some time, but you need a couple things to happen. You've either got to get some missed free throws, or you need to get some turnovers. And missed free throws, obviously, by Midland is what I'm talking about there. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. This Wednesday, things get no easier for the defenders. Dort College will be hosting Briar Cliff in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. That'll be a 6 o'clock start time for the women, 8 o'clock start time for the men. And then next Saturday, Dort College on the road as they travel to Lincoln, Nebraska to face the Prairie Wolves. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. And you can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM as well. Dort College first ever varsity men's volleyball match 1 week from today as well. They'll be playing at home at 7 o'clock against Graceland, I believe. Ball is deflected by Nabla, but they're going to call him for a foul. Rippiger will go to the free throw line, shoot two more free throws. 2:09 remaining, and at some point Dort College is going to get into some foul trouble here. Free throw on the way for Rippiger is up and good. Rippiger makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 7 points for Rippiger by my count. I beg your pardon, he's got 8 already. And in and out, no good. Dort College down by 10, 87-77. Shot on the other end, no good, but a foul on the play called on Midland. And that foul is going to go on Clayton Shepherd, and that is number 2 on Shepherd. So 2 free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles. Rindles this afternoon with 26. Dort College definitely leaving points on the floor today. Bohr is in, Nabla is in, Sampson and Franken check out. They both got 4 fouls. Second free throw by Rindles is up and through. Rindles with 27-11 in the second half. Shepherd has the basketball. He gets it back over to Bryant. Bryant, step through. Boy, just a ton of contact. And you do not know what is going to get called. And the foul's going to go on Ripperger. I don't get it. I mean, Dort College is going to get free throws out of this, but Hokie Pete's. Free throw on the way by Henriksen is up and good. 10 points for Henriksen. 87-79 our score. Dort College trying to make it a 7-point game, and that one's up and no good. And now a push called on J.D. Bohr on the rebound, and Ripperger will shoot more free throws. So Henriksen makes one of two. Ripperger will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. This will be his ninth and tenth free throw shot. Entered the ball game 5 for 7 from the free throw line did Ripperger. And as I said, this will be his ninth and tenth free throw. First one is up and through. He's got another one on the way. 1:55 left to go. It's back to a 9-point ball game and trying to stretch it to 10. Free throw by Ripperger is up, and that one is off the mark. No good. It's a 9-point ball game. 88-79. This is Franken. Franken on the floor. And Franken goes down to get it. Calls for a timeout to preserve the possession. But that is Dort College's final timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Full-length timeout. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Dort College out of timeouts. Into the corner, Henriksen. Three ball, missed it, no good. Ball's loose, picked up by Sumner. Tries to shovel it out to Henriksen. He does. Saved in, Rindles. Back over to B-Sum. Three on the way. Bomb, no good. Rebound down, out of bounds, and it's last touch by Sampson. It'll be Midland basketball. 88-79, Midland by 9. And inbounding will be Starkle. Starkle has a baseball pass over the top, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. Actually, nobody touched it inbound, so Dort College will inbound underneath the basket from where Alex Starkle was throwing it in. Rindles to throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles gets it into the corner. No, it's tapped away by Cass. It'll be Dort College basketball again. This time right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Over near the three-point circle. Throwing it in, Rindles. Gets it into Brian Sumner. Sumner, free throw line. Tries to find back over to Henriksen, and it's touched. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen driving in, right-handed layup, shot no good, and the rebound cleared by Starkle. Here comes Ripperger, and Ripperger is fouled at midcourt by Brian Sumner. So Brian Sumner whistled for the personal foul, his first. Ripperger will shoot more free throws. 11 and 12 for Ripperger now. Came in averaging 1.2 points per ball game. He has a three-point basket to his credit. And 6 made free throws thus far. Misses that one. Sumner checks out of the ball game. O'Donnell checks in. It's still a 9-point ball game. 1:11 remaining. And Ripperger's free throw is up and good. So Ripperger makes one of two. 89-79. Midland in front by 10. Rindles back to Henriksen. Henriksen, Sampson. Sampson, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, left corner, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Starkle, and Starkle is fouled on the play by Franken. Franken is done. 10 points for Franken. He fouls out with 58.8 seconds remaining. And free throws on the way for Starkle. Starkle is a 54% free throw shooter for the season. It's been a little better than that, though, today. 5 of 7. This will be his eighth and ninth free throw shot. And he misses that one. Another one on the way for Starkel. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Starkel makes one of two. Dort College is out of timeouts. They trail 90-79. Closer ball game than that, but Midland, a pretty good, strong second half. And now Midland is, well, unless something really strange happens here, Midland's going to win this ball game. Shepard will go to the free throw line after he's fouled by Sumner on the long rebound. Midland Warriors looking for their 10th win of the conference season against six losses with four games remaining. Dort College, no likelihood, is going to drop below 500 in the conference and right at 500 overall. Entered the game 8-8 in conference play. Second free throw on the way for Shepard. This one's off the mark, no good. Midland leads 90-79, 48 seconds remaining. Rendles will put up the long three, missed it, no good. Rebound Sumner, back over to Henriksen. Head fake, three on the way, shot no good. Rebound Rendles, Rendles shot no good. Rebound Bryant, and Bryant is fouled on the play. That's going to do it. 35 seconds remaining. And that's foul number five on Layton. Never really able to get going today. Fouls. Just enough fouls for Sampson that got him out of sync. And he will foul out of the ballgame with 35 seconds remaining. Free throws on the way for Bryant. Bryant free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Bryant. Bryant now with 27, averaging 14.4 points per game coming into the game. He has had tremendous games against Dort College over the past couple of years, though. And a very valuable sixth man for Midland. He might become the fifth starter, though, with Jesse Jones. I don't know what his status will be moving forward. Dort College will concede 92-79. Midland will walk it up. Shepard takes it across the timeline. That's going to be your final. Dort College loses to Midland this afternoon, 92-79. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's men's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me as the Dort College defenders fall to the Midland Warriors by a final score of 92-79. And Coach Dalma, disappointing loss for your team. Again, the effort there had a little stretch in the second half, about a 6 or 7 minute stretch where things hung in the balance, and it was 4 and 2 and 1 point differences, and then Midland a couple of baskets, and suddenly you're down 8 or 9, and those little stretches just seem to be giving your team trouble here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Mike, gosh, I thought we played a great first half. I thought our 20 minutes were as good as we played, and we really came out, ran a nice set to get late in the basket to start the second half up 9, and there the next 3 minutes were really bad. We had some mental breakdowns. We had a missed layup. We gave up 2 3-point shots to number 3, Cass, and they seemed to feed off that a little bit, and we couldn't keep them off the foul line. I just had a terrible time keeping them off the foul line.
Your team, you got points out of Nathan Rendles today. Had a great first half. He had some people in foul trouble again, and that's become a recurring theme. And Layton Sampson, you had to sit him for an extended period of time in the first half. Despite that, you put together a very good first half of play.
It was a very good first half of play. You know, I thought we executed defensively very well, did a good job guarding the interior, and obviously Jones went out. You know, that's a tough deal. I hope he's good. You know, hope he's healthy, because he has really been playing good basketball. So with him out, they changed up a little bit. They really tried to get the ball to Starkel and Bryant, and those two guys were untouchable, more than one sense of the word. And they're good, and we couldn't keep them off the foul line.
Good to see Alec Henriksen knock down a couple threes. He's been putting in some extra work. I've seen him here in the DeWitt over the past week, and He's in a shooting slump, but he's not. It was good to see him knock a couple down today.
Yeah, I thought he hit some good some big shots for us. His stat line may not look the best because he forced them up at the end, you know, just because we had to. But he has been working on it. You know, he worked himself through the freshman wall, and he's a very mature player. I think he's going to have a great career, and it's good to see him working himself through that.
Coming up Wednesday, nothing gets easier. You play Briarcliff at home, then Nebraska Wesleyan on the road. Nebraska Wesleyan got a win today over Dakota Wesleyan. They continue to play pretty good basketball. Nobody really knows what to do with them, it seems, because they've played so few non-conference games in NAIA competition. But this week, a couple very good teams again coming in.
Yeah, no doubt. This week is just brutal for us. Chance for us to, you know, get better. Mike, we better suck it up and improve, or we're gonna get it handed to us in these next two games. It's that simple, and got to be able to string together 40 minutes. The first 20 were really good, but we got to have some maturity and some toughness to be able to do that for the whole way through.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and back to work on Monday. There's no alternative. You stop working, you know what's going to happen, but. Back to work on Monday with this group.
Got to get better, Mike. And if we don't, you're exactly right. It's gonna get ugly. There is no alternative at this point.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The numbers look like this for the tonight's contest. For Midland, they were 29 of 47 from the floor, 62%, 5 of 13 on threes, 39%, 29 of 45 from the free throw line, 64%. For North College, 30 of 73 from the floor, 41%, 6 for 20 on three-pointers, 30%, 13 of 22 on free throws, 59%. Midland out-rebounded North College, 40 to 34. Turnovers, Midland 14, North College 9. Individually, Midland was led by Trevor Bryant, 28 points, 9 for 9 from the floor, 10 for 13 from the free throw line. He ends with 28. Alex Starkel, 20 points. He was 7 of 9 from the floor. Those two combined, 16 for 18. That'll win you some ball games. 18 for Clayton Shepard, 10 for Tyler Rippiger, 9 for Nolan Cass on three threes in the second half, 4 for Jesse Jones, 3 for Amari Mahomes. Rippiger came off of the bench, played probably more significant minutes than he has in recent history. He was 7 of 12 from the free throw line in the absence of Jesse Jones, who went out with an injury. He left with 8:49 into the contest. And here are the minutes for the Midland. They had five players go 36, 34, 36, 38, and 37 minutes this evening. Jesse Jones went 8. Tyler Rippiger had 6. Minimal play for Amari Mahomes. For the North College defenders, they were led tonight by Nathan Rindles, 9 of 19 from the floor. He was 3 for 6 on 3, 6 for 9 on free throws. 11 points for Leighton Sampson, 10 each for Dalton Franken and Alec Henriksen. 6 for Taylor Feenstra, 4 for Austin Biker, 3 for Pat Nabla. 8 points for Andrew O'Donnell. Rebounds, nobody had more than 4 for the defenders. Sampson and Biker each had 4. 3 each for O'Donnell, Rindles, Bohr, and Franken. For Midland, 11 rebounds for Alex Starkel, 9 for Clayton Shepard. 3 assists for Shepard today. For Dort College, Nathan Rindles had 6 assists and 1 block shot. Scores from across the GPAC then, and I believe we've got finals all the way around. In men's basketball today, it was Hastings over Northwestern, 90-88. Nebraska Wesleyan over Dakota Wesleyan, 107-97. Concordia over Morningside in men's play, 83-79. Doan over Mount Marty, 77-66. And it was Midland defeating Dort College, 92-79. The road team wins all 5 men's basketball games today in GPAC play. That does not happen very often. Men's standings then look like this. Briarcliff is 14-2. They've got a 3-game lead with four games to go. They've got a three-game lead on Nebraska Wesleyan, who stands 11-5. Dakota Wesleyan is 11-6. Midland is 10-6. Hastings stands 9-7. Dort College and Concordia are both 8-9. Northwestern is 7-9. Morningside is 6-10. Doan is 6-11. Mount Marty is 0-16. Earlier today in women's play, it was Dort College defeating Midland 74-64. College of St. Mary over Briarcliff 81-77. Northwestern over Hastings in women's play 61-60. Dakota Wesleyan downs Nebraska Wesleyan 79-56. Morningside over Concordia 79-65. And it was Mount Marty over Doan 72-67. That is going to do it for the broadcast of today's basketball doubleheader. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.